that God has blessed us to return this afternoon, that we might continue and conclude our worship service on today. It's good to see those of you who have returned for this very purpose. We invite your attention to the scripture lesson that was read just a moment ago, Romans chapter 15 and verse number 4. This is a very familiar passage of scripture, and it has a lot of lessons, or several lessons, that we can learn from it. Romans 15 and verse number 4. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Paul in this passage is speaking about the Old Testament, but what he says in this particular verse applies today also to the entire Bible. The entire Bible was written aforetime, and of course it was written for our learning. The Bible, although it was written for our learning and is there to guide us, to direct us, to enlighten us, to enrich us, not everybody feels this way about the scriptures. In reality, the greatest of all learning is the learning we get from the Bible. It instructs us in the most important matters of life. Any institution of learning that ignores the Bible will wallow in ignorance in the most important matters of life. In this verse, Paul speaks of three areas of learning which we gain from the scriptures, and each of these is vital. They are patience, comfort, and hope. These are very important areas of learning indeed. Let us focus on patience. Few things are more needed for mankind than patience. Patience indeed is a virtue of great value, and none of us has enough of it. I know I can use some more patience. I suspect that you can use some more patience. I believe that all of us can use and benefit from some more patience. We can learn patience from the scriptures. The more we get into the scriptures in earnest and serious study, the better we will learn about patience, and the better we will be able to apply patience to our everyday lives. The world is not teaching about patience. In its advertisement and credit industries, the world emphasizes getting everything right now. But the word will teach us the wisdom of waiting, will teach us patience. So many of us subscribe to the microwave mentality. We're always in a hurry, wanting to do things very quickly, rather than embracing what I call the crockpot concept, when we can slow down and take things a little bit more easy. All of us need patience. But the second thing that Paul mentions in verse 4 of Romans 15 is comfort. Today we live in a very discomforting and disturbing world. It can get pretty rocky and bumpy at times. And often we hit these rough spots and rough places without shock absorbers. But the scriptures will give us the comfort we need for the rough places in life. When folk are ill or experiencing great sorrow, they often want the scriptures read to them. They don't want you to read the Tennessean to them. They're not interested in you reading the Wall Street Journal to them. They're not interested in you reading Newsweek magazine to them, or Time magazine, or US News and World Report. They're not interested in you reading Psychology Today to them. Why? Because it is the scripture that gives the best comfort. I have read scripture by the graveside. I have read scripture right outside the operating room. I have read comforting scripture in the intensive care unit. I have read meaningful and comfortable, comforting scripture in the funeral parlor. Not some magazine, not some piece of secular literature. That is so because it is the scripture that gives the best comfort. I have frequently read by the graveside the 23rd Psalm. I have read the 23rd Psalm standing by one's deathbed. I have read the 23rd Psalm in hospital rooms. I have read the 23rd Psalm in the psychiatric units of the hospital, because even for one who might have been experiencing some serious emotional disorders, they got comfort, they got encouragement from the scripture. The scripture gives the very best comfort. Paul speaks thirdly of hope. Hope is another valuable thing that we learn from scripture, and it is derived from scripture. When we look around us today in our communities, in our cities, in our institutions, in the arena of politics, the world does not give us any hope. Rather, it gives us a lot of hopelessness. But the Bible gives a lot of hope. It will give us hope in the midst of the worst circumstances and trials, in the most turbulent storms. It will give us hope in the stressful sicknesses that we experience. It will give us hope in serious setbacks. It will give us hope as we experience painful losses. It will give us hope to lift us from dire disappointments. It will give us hope in debilitating despair. If you want hope in your life, go to the Bible. It gives the greatest hope. Hope is defined as, this is one of my favorite definitions of hope, the highest degree of well-founded good, of well-founded expectation of good, because our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I'll stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I want you to know that if you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you would like to win but think you can't, it's almost a sense you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out in this world we find success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in your state of mind. If you think you are outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself if you're going to ever win the prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man, but soon or late, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. And this is in alignment with Scripture. Proverbs 23 and verse 7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Let us derive patience, comfort, and hope from the Scripture. If you are here maybe feeling a spirit of hopelessness today, if you are mired in the muck of despair and discouragement, if you are adversely affected by an unfortunate spirit of impatience, I point you to the Scriptures. If you are here this evening in circumstances experiencing thought processes that tend to bring you down and tend to discourage you, I point you to the Scriptures, which reveal to us Jesus as Savior, who is always there for you. We appreciate his reassuring words, lo, I am with you always, even till the end of the world or the end of the age. His voice even yet reverberates down the corridors of time, saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. If you are heavy laden this evening, if you are burdened down this evening, if you are discouraged this evening, if you are disappointed this evening, if you are in despair this evening, I invite you to accept the wonderful invitation of Jesus as we together stand and as we sing.
God is calling the prodigal.
Come without delay.